Shalom, everybody. Today is Yom Rivi'i B'Shabbat, the fourth day of the week. And in the fourth Aliyah of Parshat Noach, we have 15 psukim in this Aliyah. Hashem commands Noach to leave the Teva along with everyone else that had been in the Teva with him. Noach then builds a Mizbeach and brings Korbanot. Hashem promises to never again curse the earth as he had just done. Hashem blesses Noach and his son with Pru Urevu, and the Aliyah continues with Hashem allowing humans to eat meat. Hashem prohibits murder and suicide, and Eiver Min Hachai, eating a limb ripped from a living animal. There is a Mishnah in Pirkei Avot that quotes a pasuk in our Aliyah. The Mishnah is in Pirkei Avot, Perek Gimel, Mishnah Dalid, and the Mishnah says as follows in the name of Rabbi Akiva. Chaviv Adam Shenivra B'Tzelem, Chiba Yetera Nodat Lo Shenivra B'Tzelem. Beloved are humans, said the Mishnah, for they were created in the image of Hashem, and it's a sign of an even greater love that it has been made known to humans that they were created in the image of Hashem. And the pasuk that the Mishnah quotes to prove this idea, to prove that we are created in the image of Hashem, and that there is an even greater sign of love that Hashem told us that we are created in His image, the proof the Mishnah brings is from our Aliyah, Perek Tet, Pasuk Vav, Ki B'Tzelem Elokim Asa et Ha'adam. This is a most beautiful message and a very important message. First of all, we are created in Hashem's image. That means that with our holy image, we have a holy task. But the Mishnah goes further. Imagine being told today that you had a winning lottery ticket in your wallet. You won millions of dollars in the lottery. However, you're told that the ticket has been in your pocket for many years, for so long that unfortunately the ticket has expired. You had a winning ticket and you didn't even know it. How different would your life have been? How different would your decisions have been over the last many years if you only knew that you had a fortune waiting for you? Our Mishnah tells us that we have a lottery ticket. Hashem created us in His image, but He did more than that. He informed us of this gift so that we can lead our lives with the full knowledge that we have a fortune waiting to be invested and capitalized upon. What a beautiful and what an important Mishnah. However, many Mefarshim ask, there are other places in the Torah, back in Parshat Bereishit, where we are told that we're created B'Tzelem Elokim. For example, take a look in Perek Aleph, Pasuk Chaf Vav, Vayomer Elokim Naase Adam B'Tzalmeinu Kidmutenu. Or take a look in the next pasuk, Perek Aleph Pasuk Chaf Zayin, Vayivra Elokim Et HaAdam B'Tzalmo B'Tzelem Elokim Barauto. So why would Rabbi Akiva in the Mishnah quote a pasuk from our Aliyah all the way in Perek Tet Pasuk Vav? Why not quote the psukim way back from Parshat Bereishit? The Shemen HaTov, Rav Dov Zev Weinberger Shlita, a Rav and Talmud Chacham in Williamsburg, asks this question in the fourth volume of Shemen HaTov, and he gives a most beautiful answer. Says the Shemen HaTov, De'af di bibriat ha'olam ne'emar dinivra adam harishon b'tzelem elokim ulai al yed day chait eitz hadaat nishtane legamrei ve'avad et tzelem elokim. Says the Shemen HaTov, yes, it is true that we were created during Briat HaOlam b'tzelem elokim, but it was possible that one could have mistakenly assumed that because of the sin of the eitz hadaat, we lost the Tzelem Elokim, and therefore Hashem wanted to send a strong message to all humans. It doesn't matter what you do. It could be the sin of Adam and Chava. It could be the entire Dor HaMabul with all their sins. It doesn't matter. Hashem tells B'nai Israel that no matter what the sin, you will never lose your Tzelem Elokim. The special love that Hashem has for us, the Chiba Yetera that Hashem has for us, will never be removed. Yes, Hashem can get angry at us, so to speak, if we do wrong. Yes, our relationship with Hashem can get tested if we do wrong. But some things cannot change, and one of those things is the Tzelem Elohim that we have in us. That connection to Hashem, that relationship with Hashem, that special lottery ticket that we have from Hashem, that can never change. Ki B'Tzelem Elohim asa et ha'adam. Have an amazing day, everyone.